This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump received the raucous ovation on Monday as he made a presence on the first night of the Republican National Convention alongside his newly announced running mate, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, 2 days after an assassination attempt left him wounded in an ear. Reuters' Diane Toe.
Trump is due to formally accept the party's nomination in a primetime speech on Thursday to face Democratic President Joe Biden in the November 5th election, while Vance is scheduled to address the convention on Wednesday.
For the office of Vice President of the United States, Senator J.D. Vance.
The 39-year-old was a fierce Trump critic in 2016, but he has since become one of the former president's staunchest defenders, embracing Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was marred by widespread fraud.
Reuters' Diane Toe. The FBI said Monday it has gained access to the phone of Thomas Matthew Crooks, the suspect in the shooting of former President Donald Trump, as it continues to investigate his motive for that crime. Details from Reuters' Gabe Singer.
The statement came Monday as the Bureau continues to investigate the 20-year-old's motive for the crime. The former president's right ear was grazed by a bullet, and one supporter was killed before a Secret Service agent shot Crooks dead on Saturday. FBI agents on Monday were seen entering Crooks' home in Bethel Park, south of Pittsburgh. Public records showed Crooks was a registered Republican and that he also donated $15 to a Democratic Political Action Committee when he was 17. At the time of the shooting, he was employed as a dietary aide at a nursing home.
Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. Taliban officials say heavy rains in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 40 people and injured nearly 350 others. A spokesperson for the Nangarhar province says the dead included five members of the same family who were killed when the roof of their house collapsed. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on persistent violence in the West Bank.
Israeli police say officers have shot and killed a Palestinian after he stabbed a police officer in the occupied West Bank, adding the officer was lightly wounded in the attack and had identified the Palestinian as a 19-year-old from the Gaza Strip. Also on Tuesday, the Israeli military said Palestinians opened a fire on a car in the West Bank, likely injuring a number of Israeli civilians in a separate incident in the territory. The military said forces opened fire on a suspicious vehicle that turned out to belong to an Israeli. The military added two Israeli civilians were lightly wounded as a result of the apparent mistaken fire. The bloodshed is part of a wave of violence surging in the West Bank since the start of the war in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Under American pressure, Israel has pledged to deliver large quantities of humanitarian aid into the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. But at the same time, the U.S. and Israel have allowed tax-deductible donations to far-right groups that have blocked the aid from being delivered. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Ukrainian startups are developing a low-cost robot army to fight Russia.
Struggling with manpower shortages, overwhelming odds, and uneven international support, Ukraine is looking for a strategic edge against Russia through technological innovation.
We are living in a future.
Andriy Denisenko heads a drone production company.
With the drones, with the machines, with the robots.
There are some 250 such defense startups across Ukraine, a developing ecosystem of hidden workshops and labs building a robot army in abandoned warehouses and factory basements.
This type of vehicle will be the game changer, and in the nearest future,
not just airborne, but on the ground, on caterpillar tracks.
Land drone will be made the main battlefield.
Denisenko says the aim is to overcome that shortage of soldiers.
With the internet.
Effectively creating a new way of war.
Made the dirty job without people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities and students say police fired tear gas and charged with batons during clashes between a pro-government student body and student protesters, leaving dozens injured at a university in Bangladesh. The violence spread early Tuesday at a university outside Dhaka, where protesters demanded an end to a quota reserved for family members of veterans who fought in the Bangladesh's War of Independence in 1971, allowing them to take up to 30% of government jobs. President Paul Kagame has now won 99% of the vote in provisional results from Rwanda's presidential election, electoral authority said, which is an outcome that was widely expected as the country's longtime ruler aims to extend his 3-decade grip on power. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.